Ralphie Radio Show, finally Friday, getting ready for the long holiday weekend. But first, we have to recap the week that was. Life and Style Weekly made some news with its latest cover, the first published photos of Adele and her baby bump. Senior reporter Laura Lane joins me from New York now via Google Chat. Adele looked glowing on your cover, though. I mean, she seems to be doing well with this pregnancy, right?
Oh, Adele has never been happier. I talked to so many people that have seen her recently. They said that she's glowing. She just looks gorgeous. And of course, she has so much to be happy about. She's got a baby due in September. And then wedding.
Yeah, so what is the deal? Because this caused, I think, a little bit of controversy. In addition to the photo that you published, it looked as if Adele was wearing a wedding band, and that led to the speculation, well, she was able to keep her pregnancy under wraps. Did she keep a wedding under wraps too? What is Life and Style hearing about that?
Absolutely. I mean, the pictures speak for themselves, and like you said, she's very, very secretive. She doesn't like to talk a lot about her personal life. And yeah, we have multiple sources who spoke to Life and Style exclusively for the story that said that the wedding has already happened. And then, of course, the Daily Mail came out with quotes from wedding guests who have come forward and now commented on what a small affair it was, about Adele's dress. So Adele, she's been tricking us. So we're very interested to see how this plays out. And, you know, she could do something else after she has the baby to kind of, you know, include the baby and maybe have another type of ceremony. But she's sporting that gold ring and the pictures speak for themselves.
Well, hey, especially with all the heartbreak that she's saying about on 21, I'm just happy that she's happy. Life and Style Weekly's Laura Lane here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Rihanna seems happy as well, and she's found a new person to be happy with. Rob Kardashian, my fellow Armenian. What have these two been up to, Laura?
Somebody needs to give some relationship advice, not only Avril Lavigne, like we talked about last week, but now Rihanna. Rob Kardashian. She's been seen out with him a bunch. They appear to be dating. He was previously dating Rita Ora. So yeah, they were seen out together. They went go-kart racing. They were looking very cozy at LA's Playhouse nightclub. Whether she's trying to make Rita Ora jealous or she's trying to make Chris Brown jealous, because we have so many people saying that she still wants to get back with Chris Brown. So this girl just needs to go to some counseling, go to some relationship advice therapist, and be like, look, you are a talented, gorgeous woman. You've got so much going for you. You are young. Pick a guy that is smart, that can treat you well, and that actually has a job. That would help, right?
Yeah, what does Rob do?
Not much. He does appearances, apparently, like most people that, you know, don't have a whole lot of talent. And like we've seen on the E! Show, his mom, Kris Jenner, keeps trying to get him jobs, trying to get him to manage bands, and he just doesn't have a lot of motivation. I went to an event in New York, and they said that he was DJing. I was like, DJing? Does he know how to DJ? And they're like, yes, yes, he's the DJ of the event. He was not the DJ of the event. He was standing there watching the DJ DJ and pointing at what songs to pick. Okay, come on. You need to go to DJ school if you want to get hired to be a DJ at an event. So does he have a job? Absolutely not, Ralphie.
Read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior reporter Laura Lane, enjoy your holiday weekend.
Thank you, you too.